Our text for today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Hold on.
I said amen.
Amen, Reverend. Amen,
Reverend.
I'm sorry.
We
have a church.
Yeah,
amen,
you got a church.
It's preaching time.
Yeah.
Today, we would like to take a look at the book.
You're going to take a look at the book,
Acts,
Reverend.
The book of Acts.
Uh-huh.
The 10th chapter.
10th chapter.
Verse 25 and 26.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, for real.
Uh-huh. As Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshiped him.
Worship Peter.
But Peter lifted him up, saying, stand up.
Stand up, dog.
I myself am also a man.
Right there. You can stop right there.
That's where I'm going to stop, bro.
And I would like to talk from the topic this morning.
Well,
I'm still a man.
I'm still a man, Reverend.
I'm still a man.
Yes, sir.
Here, Brother For Real, God is expanding Peter's ministry.
All right, all right.
He's broadening his horizon.
Yeah.
He's enlarging his territory.
You got to enlarge the territory.
He let Peter know that the Jews are the chosen people.
Yes, they are.
But not the only people who are privy to the love of Jesus Christ.
You better preach, Reverend.
In order for Peter to go into all the world and preach the gospel, he had to get out of his box.
Yes, sir.
So the Spirit has set up this unlawful meeting between Apostle Peter, the Jew, and Cornelius, the Roman centurion.
You're preaching, Reverend. Preach now.
When Cornelius met Peter, he fell down at his feet and worshipped him. And why wouldn't he? I mean, Peter got credentials.
Yes, he does.
I mean, he walked with Jesus.
Reverend.
He walked on water. He brought over 3,000 souls to Christ on the day of Pentecost.
Yes, he did, Reverend.
He been going around healing people.
Boy, got credentials.
He's so full of the Spirit, even his shadow has healed somebody.
Yeah, that's Bible, Reverend.
It seems like you should bow down to Peter.
But
Peter says to Cornelius, man, stand up.
Whoa.
I myself am also a man.
A man. That's what the Bible says.
He's basically saying, don't put all your faith in me.
No.
Because I myself got a little cussing problem.
I got some inner problems, Reverend.
I got some anger issues.
Yes, sir.
Peter say, yeah, man, I got a prior assault case.
Yeah, I got a situation going on, Reverend.
I've denied my God.
Yes, I have, Reverend. I've been shady.
Not twice. But three times.
Thrice.
So don't bow down and worship me.
No, Reverend.
I'm still a man. But bow down and worship him.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Jesus.
Uh-huh.
A man that cannot lie.
Preach, Reverend.
A man that knew no sin.
Well.
And became sin.
Yes, he did.
So that we sinners could become right with God.
We got to become right with him,
Ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
No, he's all right.
Show me a man with some lungs, Rip.
I know he's all right.
Show him you know the Christ, Rip.
I know he's all right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm just a man, is what he said.
I'm just a man.
Yeah.
I know you hear me on the radio.
Yeah, but what?
I know you see me in the video.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just a man.
That's it, Reverend.
I'm just a man. Don't bow down to me.
But I know the man.
I know the man.
Yes, sir.
Don't bow down.
Yes, sir. Don't bow down.
I like what Peter said in there,
Reverend.
I'm just a man.
He had to make it plain, Reverend.
He had to make it plain, man. Get up off your knees.
Get up your knees. Not me.
Not me, dog.
Not the one who worships me.
I ain't that dude.